The Mishnah said, "Nechun yechayfe sheichin." Zokta Mar, he would dig ditches and caves that and would know where the underground sources for cool water and hot water were. Rabbi Akiva said, "Nechun yeson died of thirst." Rabbi Akiva said, "One who says that Hashem doesn't punish is wrong. Hashem has patience; He waits for a person to tshuva, but if tshuva is not done, full punishment is given." Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi each bring a pasuk which teaches that Hashem is very strict with tzaddikim. Rabbi Chagan and Rabbi Shmuel Menachem said. It once happened that the daughter of a certain chassid would dig water wells for the benefit of passersby, drowned on her wedding day. He was absolutely inconsolable. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair asked, "How can you consider this person to be a chassid if you won't accept Hashem's decree?" The people explained that he did all this chassid with water, and his own daughter drowned in the water. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair asked, "How can that be possible?" Immediately after asking that, it was discovered that the daughter was actually saved. Mishnah said, "Gavini Karos." Every morning he would call out, "Get up, Kahanim, for the Avoy, the Levim, for the singing, and Israel, and for the Maimit." His voice was so strong that King Agrippas once heard his announcement from 8 parsecs away. Mishnah ben Gever al Ne'ilah She'orim. Based on Ben Gever referring to a person in our Mishnah, Rav said that the word Gever in another place also refers to a man and not a rooster. Mishnah said, "Ben Bevai al Hapakia." He would make the wicks so that they would all burn for the same amount of time throughout the night. Rabbi Yossi attempted to appoint city leaders in Kufra, but no one would accept the position. He said, "If Ben Bavai was listed among these great people just for taking care of the wicks, how much more so you'll be considered great for helping people live their lives?" Mishnah said, "Ben Azra ala Tziltzel." This is explained in a Mishnah that when the Kohen Gadol would bend down to pour the wine that accompanied the Talmud, the Skan would raise a flag, which would signal Ben Azra to bang the bells, the cymbals, signaling the Levim to start singing. Mishnah said, "Hugas ben Levi ala Shir." Rabbi Akiva said, "Hugas had a beautiful voice. When he put his thumb into his mouth, he was able to reach very high notes." Mishnah said, "Beis Garm while Ma'isa lechem aponim." Mar explains they knew how to make lechem aponim in a particular shape and how to remove them from the mold without breaking, but they didn't want to share this knowledge with anybody else. The Chum got rid of the Beis Garm and brought in people from Egypt, but they could only make the shape but couldn't remove it from the mold, because Beis Garma would remove from the mold outside of the oven, thus preventing it from becoming moldy, whereas the other people removed this from inside the oven, causing it to become moldy. The Chum asked the Beis Garma to return, but they refused. They only returned when their wages were doubled. They explained that they refused to share the knowledge because they had a Kabbalah that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed. They didn't want people to have this knowledge to be used for Avodah Zarah. The Chum praised them for never giving their children high-quality bread to eat, so that no one can ever say that they took from the Lechem Aponim. The Mishnah said, "Beis Avtinas al Maisa HaKatayres." Mar explains they knew how to make the ketores and where to find the mala ocean grass that caused the smoke to go straight up, but they refused to share this knowledge. The Chum fired them and brought in experts from Egypt, but again, they couldn't find this mala ocean grass. The Chum asked Beis Avtinas to return, but they refused. They only returned when the wages were doubled. They explained that they refused to share the knowledge because they also, similarly, like we said before, had a Kabbalah that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, and they didn't want people to have this knowledge to be used for Avodah Zarah. The Chum praised them for never allowing any of their women to wear perfume, so that no one could ever say that they took anything from the Ketores. Rabbi Akiva said Shimon Meluga told him that he was once collecting grass next to a child and saw the child cry. The child explained that he was from Beis Avtina's family and just saw the Mali Ocean grass, which made him cry. He asked the child to show him the grass, but the child refused because he said he had a Kabbalah that he's never allowed to show it to anybody. Rabbi Chaimanuri said an elderly man from Beis Avtina's once came to him and gave him a scroll containing the Ketores recipe. He said the family never shared this with anybody because it was meant to stay a secret and remain Kaddish. However, he said, "Today's family members are not trustworthy, so I'm giving it to you." The Mishnah said, "Alazar ala Pareiches." The Mara says he was in charge of the weavers of the Pareiches. The Mishnah spoke about Pinchas Hamalbish. The Mara says he would dress the Kohen Gadol. Zok the Mishnah alocha beis. Zok the Mishnah, they may not be less than 7 overseers and 3 treasurers. We don't place any financial authority on the Tzibur with less than 2 people in charge, except for Ben Achia over the stomach sickness and Alazar over the Pareiches, because most of the Tzibur accepted them to be over them. Zok the Gemara, a Braisa said there must also be at least 2 managers over the overseers mentioned in the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, when they want to seal the money, the treasurer seals it and gives it to the overseer, who seals it and gives it to the manager, who seals it and gives it to the Kohen Gadol, who seals it and gives it to the Melech. And that's how it's done. When they want to open it, it's done in the reverse order, starting from the king back down. Mishnah in Oisin Shrara al Tzibur v'chulu. Rav Nachman and Rav Mona said, we learn this from the pasuk that says, they took, heim yikhu, as the gold and the wool. So you see, the Lashon Rav must be at least 2 people. Rav Chanan, the son of Rav Chanina said, Moshe became wealthy from the leftover pieces of the luchas. Rav Chanan said, Hashem made him a mine in his tent, and the mine was filled with precious stones. The pasuk said that the Yidin, they were he beat to Achri Moshe. They watched Moshe until he reached the oil. Some explain this mean that the Yidin looked at him negatively and said, all his wealth comes from us Yidin. Others explain that they meant it in a very positive way, he's feeling it to be a zchus to have the opportunity to see such a tzaddik. Zok the Mishnah Halacha Gimel, there were four chaysamais, like receipts that were used to specify the nesachim purchased for the particular carbon based on Migdash, on which was written either the word calf, ram, goat, or sinner, which means mitzayir. But as I said, there were five. They were written in Aramaic, and the sinner was split into two, labeled poor sinner and rich sinner. Zok the Mishnah, the calf chaysam referred to nesachim, the nesachim, meaning for all buck or for all cattle. The goat referred to nesachim needed for all goat and sheep. The ram referred to nesachim needed for rams, and the sinner referred to nesachim needed for the three animals bought by Mitzayr. When someone needed a Nesachim, he would go and pay Yoichanan, who would give him the appropriate receipt. He would then give the receipt to Achia, who would give him the actual Nesachim. In the evening, Achia would give the Yoichanan the receipts and take the money for Hegdash. If there was missing money, Yoichanan would have to pay from his own pocket. If there was extra money, it would go to Hegdash. If someone lost his Chaysam, he waits until the evening. If, when Yoichanan and Achia make the calculation, they see that there's extra money for one Chaysam, they realize it was this person's lost Chaysam, and they give him another one. If not, they don't give it to him. The Chaysamas were dated to prevent cheaters from trying to cheat the system. Since a poor Mitzayr carbon needs the same amount of oil as a goat carbon, why does Ben Azai say it was a separate chaysam? The Marissa Ben Azai says that the Mitzayr also needed to purchase more oil to be applied to his thumbs, his behindness. Therefore, a separate receipt was needed. The Rabbanan say the extra oil was brought along from his house. We can learn from the Mishnah that the Nesachim of a female sheep is equal to that of a goat. We learn it from a pasuk as well. Mishnah said, "V'shem ayim kasev v'chulu." Writing the date a week for isn't enough to prevent the deception, because a person could wait till the next week of that same day. Even writing the name of the mishmar isn't enough, because you can wait till that mishmar comes back and wait for that day of the week. After the Gemara, what they did is they wrote the name of the day, the week, and the month, and the mishmar. And for that to happen again, it was very uncommon, and therefore they wouldn't wait for that.